On July 2nd, 1776, the Second Continental Congress adopted Richard Henry Lee's Resolution of Independence. 2 days later, on July 4th, Jefferson's Declaration was adopted. It was not until August 2nd, 1776, however, that the great document was signed. We go now to the hall where the Congress is meeting on August 2nd. Gentlemen of the Second Continental Congress, the Declaration of Independence is ready for your signatures. You have all read it? It has been adopted by your unanimous vote. The quill and the ink await your hands. Let there be no further delay. Here, I shall write my own name, John Hancock, in letters so large the King of England can read it across the ocean without his spectacles. Benjamin Franklin, your signature. And let me remind you, sir, that you are committing an act of treason against His Majesty, George III.
Well, my friend, we must hang together or we shall hang separately.
Charles Carroll of Maryland, your signature, sir.
And I am proud to affix it, John Hancock.
You're safe enough in signing. There are so many Carrolls, the British will not know just which one of them is Charles Carroll.
Then look. I write the words Charles Carroll of Carrollton, so there can be no mistake about my identity.